Under the state's redistricting process, one proposal would have residents near Homer in the same legislative district as Kodiak, 140 miles away by water. As Alaska Public Media and KTOO's Andrew Kitchenman reports, their concerns show one of the challenges in drawing district lines.
A series of communities stretch northeast from Homer along East End Road, including Fritz Creek and Fox River.
These areas are economically and socially tied to Homer, go to school here, work here, use our harbor, use our airport. They're part of the Homer community and should have the same legislative representative.
That's Homer area resident Lori Benson. On Wednesday, the redistricting board held a public hearing over nearly 6 hours, open to Alaskans calling in from across the state. But most of the callers were from these communities near Homer. Benson's point about the area being socially and economically integrated is important in redistricting because the state constitution says it's a factor for drawing district lines. Lydia Martyshev is from Vosnesenka, a village near Fox River settled by Old Believer Russian Orthodox Christians. She says her community is inseparable from Homer.
We are a part of the Homer community. We do all of our shopping there. My daughter's going to preschool in Broad School, and she is part of the Kenai Peninsula School District. My husband fishes in Pekinet.
Residents of rural interior Alaska know about the downside of being split off from similar neighboring communities. Currently, western interior villages are in three different districts, and they're all separate from a district that includes most of the rural interior population. Christopher Simon says this has caused problems. He's a Fairbanks resident, originally from Huslia on the Koyukuk River.
The Koyukuk River villages have been unfairly split up for numerous years, and as a result, we are marginalized in the political process. We have some villages that are with the northern district, and we have some villages on the Koyukuk River that are with the Northwest District, and we are an afterthought to many of the issues, and we would like our own representative from our region to represent our interests and the things that we value.
But it's a challenge for the board to keep one area together without affecting others. The reason why the board is considering splitting the communities near Homer has to do with drawing Kodiak's district boundaries. Kodiak is more than 5,000 people short of the population it would need to have its own district.
While Kodiak's certainly a borough, a city, it's a unique place, it's a beautiful place, it doesn't have enough folks to have their own dedicated state representative.
That's Peter Torkelson, the redistricting board's top staff member. For the past decade, Kodiak has shared a district with Cordova and other Prince William Sound communities, as well as parts of the Kenai Peninsula borough off of the road system. But due to population changes, even with these communities, it's roughly 1,200 people short of the goal. And it's not clear where those people would come from. The Homer area is one idea. But the alternatives have their own problems. And walking through them shows how complicated redistricting is. First off, Kodiak, like much of Alaska, doesn't have a lot of next-door neighbors. Torkelson says this puts Alaska's redistricting board in a somewhat unique position compared to its counterparts in the lower 48.
Alaska courts have recognized redistricting in Alaska as a, quote, Herculean task, end quote. And part of that, the courts have noted, is just Alaska's immense and rugged geography.
Drawing from anywhere north or west of Kodiak would lower the population of the district that includes the Aleutians and Bristol Bay. And that district is also short of people. If it or any of the other western districts were to add population, they would again split the rural interior. It's kind of a chain reaction. Torkelson says these kinds of interlocked changes can't be avoided.
We often hear things like, if you could just make this one change, if you could just change this one spot, then my concern might be addressed. And the board is very sympathetic to that, but the reality of redistricting is that there is no such thing as one change. Every district is connected. If you push one place, someplace else must get bigger. If you pull in, another has to go out. Well, I heard one testifier describe it like squeezing a balloon.
The board could add Valdez to the Kodiak district, but only if the district didn't also include Cordova, because that would be too many people. And where would that leave Cordova? Another idea for the Kodiak-based district is to add Seward and its neighboring communities. But through another chain reaction, that could require splitting off part of South Anchorage, including Girdwood, to be added to another very different district based in the northern Kenai Peninsula. Those are the complications arising from just one district, and the board has to draw the lines for 39 others by the November 10th deadline. Alaskans will have another chance to call in to give testimony to the redistricting board on October 30th. The board also is holding in-person hearings around the state. In Juneau, I'm Andrew Kitchenman.